Good morning. Welcome to Reflective Hour with Tammy Tony Butler. I'm your host today, but we all know who the real host of this show is, and that's Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Have your way in this hour. Share with us new wisdom and insight. Show us the way forward. Guide us and keep us for your name's sake. Strengthen us, O mighty God. Strengthen us, O mighty God. Our physical man and our spirit man. In this time that we have together today. For today begins a new life, a rebirth, a resurrection. Right off the heels of Resurrection Sunday, where we celebrated the bread of life, the wellspring of living water, the blood that set us all free. For we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, born again, purged of any iniquity, any hidden, secret, and invisible sin. We've repented, we've turned, we've walked, and are walking the fullness of all that God has for us. For this is a new season, a season of hope. Plenty of prosperity, both physically, financially, and also spiritually. No longer bound by spiritual death, but raised up, seated in heavenly places with Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus, ruling with Christ, one with Christ. Eating of his flesh, drinking of his blood, as the scripture says. Resting in the promises of his word. The word is living, it's breathing. Jesus came so we could have life more abundantly. He became the word. He became the word. And the word is living. His word lives in each of us. In the hearts of his people, and his true bride, the purified church. Are you going to be part of that? Are you going to start this new life believing what he said to you, what he's whispered to you, those promises spoken over your life? Do you dare believe? Faith is what is needed in this time more than ever. And it is impossible to have faith without love. We must love our brethren as ourselves. Love God, the Father of Lord Jesus. He loved us so much, he sent his only begotten Son to die so we could live. Truly, Jesus gave us the right to life. Our sin, Adam's sin, caused Jesus to have to die. He had to give up his life, in essence, be murdered for us. For we're all sinners and fall short of the glory of the Lord. We're all sinners and fall short of the glory of the Lord. When you know that your sin caused Jesus, a man who knew no sin, who was fully God and fully man, to have to be beaten, ripped apart, his flesh hung on a cross, to take the curse of the law on him, all sickness, all disease, all sin, to bear it on the cross, the tree, so that we could live and not die a spiritual death, never succumbing to spiritual famine. If that doesn't weigh on your heart and make you want to choose through free will to follow him, to serve him, to be obedient to him, as Jesus was obedient to the Father, even unto death. Jesus knew the truth. He knew what he came to earth to do. And he fully accomplished that. And when he said, "It is finished," we were given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Know that you've been healed already. By his stripes, you were healed. You don't have to succumb to a disease, addiction, any of those things. He died so we could live. He didn't just nail sin to the cross. He nailed plagues, pestilence, sickness, all of it, all the curses. Look in Deuteronomy 28. He nailed those to the cross so we could live in the fullness of the Lord in the land of the living, to seek out hidden mysteries in the Word, because the Word is everything. It's food. It's light. It's power. It's strength, peace, and joy, and hope. It's everything. Oh, there's freedom in the Word. Let's look at some of that yummy Word today to see what his truth says. When you read scriptures, you read them aloud and you profess them and you meditate on them and you read them over and over and you speak them in spirit and truth as they were intended, because the word is living and breathing, sharper than a two-edged sword. Let's read today from Colossians 3. We'll be reading out of the Life Application Study Bible, the New International Version. "Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator." And I'm going to stop there for a minute. In the image of its creator. You see, we have been made new creatures in Christ. He bore our sicknesses. He died so we could live life more abundantly. We don't have to struggle We don't have to have lack in our lives. We can have plenty. He supplies all our needs. Come to him with the desires of your heart. He will give them to you. Have that peace today, blanket you. Watch over you and keep you in all that you do, guiding you as a beacon of light in a dark world. Walk in strength and power and might, not succumbing to this world, not believing the lies of the enemy, but walking in spirit, truth, power, and might, that knowing the word of God and acting in obedience by faith brings, not by sight, not by sight, by faith, walk in faith, walk in love, walk in purpose. For today, you've been made a new creature, made whole, as you repented and turned, as you believe in your heart with everything you have that Jesus died, was fully God, fully man, sent to earth, died on the cross, buried in a tomb, rose up 3 days later, and is seated in heavenly places to the right side of the Father, leaving his Holy Spirit with us as a helper, a comforter, to guide us, to strengthen. Believe that in your heart and profess it out loud. Confess it. For through confession, things are established. Confess it with your mouth. Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. You are my Savior. By your stripes, I was healed. You were healed. I am whole. I am perfected. I do not have lack. I do not have want. I have a renewed mind. I have the mind of Christ, the love of Christ, the peace of Christ to guide me. And he alone will I serve. I will strive now to do the will of my Father, who is in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will strive to do his will with everything in me, being obedient, a servant unto our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's our prayer today. And that is our reflective hour episode today. We're in all things. You make us perfect in our weaknesses. We've been made whole and refreshed, walking in newness. Walk.